Dablo.com/waterheating.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Clouds moving in on us here, 50 degrees. Snooze Day Tuesday, and part of our Tuesday talk round begins talking real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty in studio with me this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Great
Steve,
to be here.
Numbers, we always kick it off with numbers. You said not much going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, that's pretty steady right now. Yeah. You know, Feds went up 0.25%, and like I say, I don't know that it directly ties, but it just kind of tells you a little bit about what might be going on. And so they're just hovering. They're not making a big move one way or the other.
Okay. Well, Watt, keep your eye on them.
We
always kick off the show with that each and every Tuesday. Let me ask you guys something, because we were talking before we went on air, and I pick up a lot of questions just from listening to you two about, you know, people that are buying and walk into a house. Can they get really, really picky where if, like, it's comes down to just sort of a nuance and they just go, nah. I mean, it's got everything I want, but it's got the one thing that I don't want. Does that happen a lot with real estate?
You know, I think it does, you know, and something as, I feel, minor as paint color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may love the home and they may say, well, but then we've got to change the paint color of the kitchen or whatever. And I'm like, well, I'll buy the gallon of paint and, you know, and I'll volunteer for the weekend. It's really an easy problem to fix. But, you know, in some people's opinion, it's a lot of work.
So selling a home, and let's get to this, too, if people are thinking about it, but they've got an older home that really hasn't been updated. Would it be in their best interest to get some things updated and kind of like come into the 21st century, or is that do you advise people of that?
You know, I think it depends on the amount of work that has to be done in a property. Naturally, when we go into a property, we're going to, you know, take a look and advise the customer or client what we think would be best for that property to sell. You know, we'll give our opinion and the rest is up to the seller.
Well, and we've discussed this before. You walk into some houses too, or some homes, you walk in and go, man, this is going to take some work. And then, Steve, you go down to the basement and you go, yeah, it really takes some work.
Yeah. Well, I guess the first thing we always look at, to me, is going to be the basement and the roof. Because
right.
If one of those two isn't good, you got a problem, a big one right off the bat. You know, so everything in between is cosmetic. And like Sherry said, too, it's amazing nowadays, you know, and it's just a different culture out there where a lot of people are not willing to do a bunch of work on a house and get it where they want it to go. They want it already done. And it gets back to your question about, you know, do you advise them to do it before or after? And some of the people may not have the money to do it up front, you know. So therefore, you maybe try to plug an allowance in there to at least tell the buying public, we know there's some things to be done here and we are allowing for that. But, you know, obviously we're not doing it first. We'll just cut it in the price.
Right. And you know, sometimes, and we've talked about this before, Steve, cosmetically, sometimes it doesn't take much to kind of turn it around and make it look really, really, really nice.
Well, that's right. You know, and like Sherry said, you know, a simple thing, paint, you know, can change everything. But flooring, you know, is a very obvious thing, too. You know, if it's not in good shape, you know, that's one of those things that maybe you should think about doing first before you put it out there. But, again, some people can't afford to do it either. So,
well, and here's a big question, too. Typically, if you could thumbnail it, what do people look for when they're walking into a home? You know, and again, that's a huge question. It depends on, I would imagine, the size of their family or specifics. But generally, what are they looking for?
You know, I think the big thing right now is the open concept. You know, people like to walk into a property and have their kitchen, dining room, and living room all kind of open. You know, it's really the family gathering spot, if you will. And, you know, that seems to be an important quality right now.
Right. And how about the number of bedrooms, too? Are people kind of picky about that? It has to have, like, you know, X amount?
They really are, you know. And, you know, I always think to have more bedrooms than not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a one-bedroom house. I mean, it's going to limit your saleability down the road. Two and more is best.
Right. So you've got, on one end, you've got the people who can be really, really picky. Do you get people that just shrug their shoulders and go, yeah, it looks okay? I'm not really fussy about it. Do you run across people like that?
You know, a lot of times we'll see an individual that says, hey, as long as the garage is great, mm-hmm. that's all I want. I need to do my hobbies there. The house will work just fine.
Right. Yeah. And I can pretty much live with anything.
Well, that's the guy's side. Yeah. And of course, you know, women are after kitchens and bathrooms, mm-hmm. and the guys are after, you know, the garage and mm-hmm. surrounding area, I guess.
Right. So any new listings? Let's wrap it with that. Anything coming up?
You know, we've had like 3 or 4 new listings this last week, and we've had quite a few showings. We've put some under contract, and, you know, we're ready for the pickup of the spring market. So if anyone's looking to list, or if they're questioning if they should list, give us a call and we can do a complimentary market analysis on their property.
Fantastic. It's all about service. And between the two of you, you definitely have enough years of experience, Aaron. You can just stop into your office, too, on Dakota Avenue, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Steve, Sherry, always great to have you in here. Kind of makes my Tuesday. Kind of picks me up. You're day brighteners. All right. You have a great week, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thanks,
okay.
Bill.
Perfect.
9:12 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
That I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.